Morning Zone. I'm Steve Gruber. I am America's voice. I'm here fierce and fearless to speak up for the truth and find it wherever it is, no matter if it irritates people or not, and I hope it does, because the truth, it can hurt. Here are three big things you need to know right now. Number one, have you always wanted to be king or queen for the day? Well, you may have your chance to be lord of an English Isle if you're selected to be doused in beer. I'll explain. Number two, Joe Biden receives a big award from the Washington Post, but it's not one anyone ever wants to get. We'll tell you about that. And number three, the end of the American health care system, as we know it, that's what's at stake. Following the Supreme Court's devastating decision concerning mandates for health care workers in the U.S., two big decisions handed out. Businesses awarded a huge win when the court knocked down mandates against private companies with 100 or more employees, requiring them to have vaccinations or masks or tests. That happened on a 6-3 vote. But then came the death blow, potentially, for small hospitals and healthcare clinics, thousands of them, all over America. The court let stand vaccine mandates for those facilities because they collect federal money. But based on that theory, aren't we all subject to being ordered about by the government? Well, the Democrats and socialists would certainly like to think so. Fortunately, it's not true. But I can tell you this. Small hospitals, mostly in what we'll call Trump country, will be devastated by this ruling because many have vaccination rates of their faculty and staff under 50%. And so if the mandate continues on, those people can be fired. In fact, they'll have to be fired because if they're not fired, the government, CMS, will withhold its reimbursement payments to these small hospitals and clinics. That represents 70%. 70% of the income. So hospitals can't run with half a staff and be successful, and they can't run with 70% of their income cut off. The fact of the matter is, you're going to go bankrupt this way, or you're going to go bankrupt this way. How would you like to die, sir? Murder or suicide? Which do you prefer? That's the choice being put to American healthcare now. The one saving grace out of it is that there are religious and medical exemptions that must be allowed by Health and Human Services. That's what we're told. We're going to look at all that because I don't expect the federal government to respect that. But the biggest disappointment of all is Brett Kavanaugh. John Roberts, I can see caving in. But Brett Kavanaugh voting with the majority to require health care workers to get an injection of something we don't know as much about as we thought we did. Not at all. In fact, I was listening to a doctor from MIT saying these injections, especially in young people, could lead to a massive jump in Parkinson's disease cases in the years to come. Just another example of what we don't know. All right? Got a lot I want to get to today. Besides that, we're going to talk to David Coleman about the outcome of those cases, especially the one impacting healthcare. We'll do that in the next segment. So if you didn't see this, another not ready for primetime performance that is totally cringeworthy with Vice President Kamala Harris. Listen to this and think the only thing between her and the Oval Office is Joe Biden's 79-year-old heart. Boy, is that frightening. Listen.
At what point does the administration say, you know what, this strategy isn't working. We're going to change strategies. Six former administration officials last week wrote that open letter urging the administration to change course, to change strategy. Is it time?
It is time for us to do what we have been doing, and that time is every day. Every day it is time for us to agree that there are things and tools that are available to us to slow this thing down.
So a complete non-answer. It's time every day to do the things we're doing. Really? Because it's going so swimmingly well? There she is, the person sitting one heartbeat of a 79-year-old feeble man, one heartbeat away from being in the Oval Office. We move along to a reporter pointing out how badly things are going for the Biden administration. And the redheaded Jenny says this, nothing. Listen to this takedown.
Things just seem like they're going pretty poorly right now for the White House. You know, Build Back Better is being blocked. Voting rights is being blocked. Diplomatic talks with Russia doesn't seem to have brought us back from the brink of war. Inflation's at a 40-year high. The virus is setting records for infection. So as we kind of hit this one-year period and a period where everything seems like it's in pretty rough shape, or nearly everything, which is not an invitation, I guess, to list off some other things. I'm wondering, at what point do you take stock and say that things need to change internally, whether it's your outreach for the Hill, whether it's the leadership within the White House? You seem to be stymied on an incredible number of fronts right now.
Yeah, never mind, Jim. We don't need an answer on that. He laid it out pretty well, and for which you'd only have gaslighting available. And Jen, can you give us an update, by the way, on that second 500 million test? The second 500 million, not the first 500 million we haven't seen yet. Not the first 500 million that are not available yet, that aren't even under contract yet. This is such a stupid question, but listen, anyway.
Can you give a rough ballpark on when that second half billion might?
Not yet. We may be able to as we kind of proceed in the process, as we have done with the first 500 million, but I don't have a specific update yet at this point in time, just a status update on the first 500 million, and obviously when we when we conclude this phase, we'll move to the next 500 million.
You know, let's go to bite number seven. Now that we've heard about the second 500 million, let's find out about the first 500 million tests. It's bite number seven. Where are the first 500 million tests? Listen.
I hope that they're open-minded enough and that they realize that
no, that's not it. It's all right. That's not it. It's okay. Let's go to President Biden admitting. President Biden admitting that dumping the filibuster to gut voting laws across the nation and federalize elections, well, it might be out of reach, is what he says. Now it's bite number four. Let's hear it.
First of all, you all ask questions about complicated subjects like, can you get this done? I hope we can get this done. The honest to God answer is, I don't know whether we can get this done. Is this mic on? I guess, anyway.
One heartbeat. One heartbeat from that guy and Kamala Harris becomes president. Yeah, that must make you feel better at night, all right? Coming up, David Coleman, Congressman Tim Walberg, Dr. Omar Hamada, and more as we continue to sort out what these two decisions from the United States Supreme Court actually mean to you, to me, to our neighbors, to the country. Don't go anywhere. This is the Steve Gruber Show. See it in the headlines every day. The price of everything is going up, and nothing's going up faster than the cost of energy. What if your heating and cooling bill doubled or tripled? What would that mean to you and your family? For most people, it would be devastating. It's time you learned about WellConnect. With WellConnect, you might be able to cut your utility costs by hundreds, maybe thousands of dollars a year. And if you already have a well in the yard, you already have the key piece of equipment for a 100% renewable energy source. That's right, you're welcoming the heart of a WellConnect hybrid geothermal system. WellConnect is a Michigan-made solution to cutting your utility bills. In the last year alone, WellConnect reduced propane consumption by 1 million gallons, saving Michigan homeowners over $1 million. Why gamble on the price of energy? Get connected to WellConnect. Right now, you can still qualify for a 26% federal tax credit and utility rebates, but they won't be here forever. Find out more right now. Visit WellConnectSaves.com, WellConnectSaves.com, or call 989-356-2113. WellConnect.
the Michigan Chamber of Commerce.
We represent the bakers, auto repair shops, manufacturers, small business owners. Our job is to help businesses succeed by giving them a voice against restrictive regulations and overreaching government. Our commitment is to create and promote good public policy that will restore a strong, healthy economy. Our focus is being your champion for free enterprise. We are the Michigan Chamber, and we stand ready to fight for Michigan.
To learn more about the Michigan Chamber and how to become a member, visit michamber.com.
Someone has to step up. Someone has to step up and take a leadership role for the games to be played. That someone is an official. Someone with the love of the game and of kids and the courage to make the tough calls and take the heat. Getting started is easy. To become a registered high school game official, call or click the Michigan High School Athletic Association. A message from the Michigan High School Athletic Association, promoting the value and values of educational athletics.